Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Wednesday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 20,302.11, down 61.48 points. Manulife Financial Corp., TSX, MFC. Financials, up 9 cents, or 0.36%, to $25.02 on 14.3 million shares. Suncor Energy Inc., TSX, SU. Energy, down 64 cents, or 2.7%, to $22.75 on 8.5 million shares. Bombardier Inc., TSX, BBD, B. Industrials, up 9 cents, or 5.9%, to $1.62 on 6.4 million shares. Enbridge Inc., TSX, ENB, Energy, down 52 cents, or 1.1%, to $48.32 on 6.3 million shares. Sun Life Financial Inc., TSX, SLF, Financials, down 35 cents, or 0.53%, to $65.98 on 6.3 million shares. ARC Resources Limited, TSX, ARCs, Energy, down 28 cents, or 3.4%, to $7.87 on 4.7 million shares. Companies in the news, Sun Life Financial Inc., TSX, SLF, down 35 cents or 0.53% to $65.98. Sun Life Financial Inc. joined a growing list of Canadian businesses that will require their employees to be vaccinated, but there are caveats. Sun Life said only employees that choose to return to the office during an ongoing back-to-work trial will have to be vaccinated. The insurance company recently announced it would allow most of the company's 12,000 employees to work from home as a long-term policy. The company said they have been planning to implement a vaccination policy for on-site workers for some time. But employment lawyer Hermie Abraham said a vaccination policy such as Sun Life's is only legally tangible because of the fact that workers are still able to be unvaccinated and working from home. ATCO Limited, TSX, ACO, X, down 2 cents or 0.05% to $43, ATCO Limited, says Dennis DeChamplain, chief financial officer of both ATCO and Canadian Utilities Limited, died unexpectedly from coronary failure on Monday. Nancy Southern, chair and CEO of ATCO and Canadian Utilities, said DeChamplain's expertise and resourcefulness in finance, accounting, sustainability and environment have left an indelible mark on the engineering, logistics and energy holding company. Born and educated in Edmonton, DeChamplain joined ATCO in 1992 and held progressively senior financial, regulatory, and business planning jobs within the company. He had served as chief financial officer at ATCO since June 2017. The company said Brian Scrobbett will serve as interim chief financial officer of ATCO and Canadian Utilities. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 18, 2021. The Canadian Press.